Snow's realization came years before the confirmation of germ theory, which explains the existence of pathogens. He didn't understand how cholera was transmitted in the water, simply that patterns of disease indicated it was. Learning about the step-by-step progression of historical discoveries will, Andrews hopes, put in context the fits and starts of contemporary scientists' attempts to understand COVID-19. Maybe our unfiltered view will turn out to be a good thing. After all, the best way to build trust in science is by showing all of its hypothesis testing and hypothesis tweaking. Maddening to watch while we're anxiously awaiting answers to a global plague, but in the end, the only way toward results that will allow us to move on with our lives. Surveys show the general public is less dismayed by watching scientists in action than I had feared. Since 2015, the Pew Research Center has tracked what Americans think about science, and it has steadily become more positive, including in a poll conducted in April and May 2020, as the coronavirus was cresting and many of those surveyed were under lockdown. In January 2019, the last survey before the pandemic, respondents were already inclined to trust scientists, with 86% saying they had a great deal or a fair amount of confidence that scientists had the public interest at heart. That level of trust inched up to 87% amid the pandemic. But when I called Carrie Funk, the Director of Science and Society Research at Pew, to talk about these encouraging results, she told me not to get ahead of myself, that the story is a bit more complicated. According to Funk, the surveys show a deep partisan divide in how much scientists are trusted. Republicans and Republican-leaning independents still seem reluctant to embrace science wholeheartedly. They are about half as likely as Democrats to express a great deal of trust in scientists, a proportion that has stayed stubbornly low at 27%.